96.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now. My Lovin' in Vogue. Right here on the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. All right, DMV. Coming up next, we're going to talk about this woman who returned her wedding engagement ring because she didn't think it was valuable enough. Wait till I tell you how much it was. She said it was cheap. But wait till I really tell you what Nina Brown did.
With her first wedding band. No, excuse me. Do not put my business out there. I did not give you permission to share that story.
Well, you shared it while we were planning the show. I figured it was...
Incompetence with you. Come on, co-host. Like, can I tell you my secrets?
You know what I'm saying?
Can I tell you my secrets?
Did anybody else hear her say this is a secret before she told it? I didn't.
If I wanted it to be said on the air, I would have shared it. Do you listen to you just telling? Oh, I got to tell you what Nina Brown did. Bro, I tell you. Snitches need to get stitches today, okay?
Oh, boy. All right. Speaking of stitches, Chris Brown, Young Thug. Let's go crazy. 96.3 WHUR, 49 years of sounding like Washington. WHUR, old school 90s, and now some classic Sade right there. Your love is king. Nobody does it like classic Sade right there. All right, everybody, let's talk for 1 second if we can, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk for 1 minute. I just want to give you what's going on, then I want to hear from you. 202-432-WHUR. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is a story that was published. Fox News woman reportedly returned a $3,000 engagement ring because it's too cheap. All right. As you know, the rule of thumb, this is not a rule, but it's what they go by, to spend on an engagement ring. A woman reportedly returned her ring to her partner because it didn't cost 10% of his salary.
Damn.
So, yeah.
She
says he should have spent between $10,000 and $15,000. Yep. He only spent $3,000. In the post, he explained why he does make a sizable salary. This year has been somewhat challenging because he's financially supporting his parents, sister, and nephew. He's also still supporting his sister who lost her job. To make things worse, he said his job announced that 150 people were being laid off next year. So he ain't want to spend it. Even though the ring he bought was $3,000, it was designed the way that she wanted it and everything. Since she's returned the ring, her partner is refusing to talk to him. Her parents are accusing me of using her and threatening her like cheap, or treating her, rather, like cheap trash. All right. So what you think, Nina Brown?
I mean, simple. I will, let me preface it by saying my husband did use that rule. My ring was 10% of his salary, but the most important part was we had a conversation. Nothing was a surprise to me except for the details of the proposal, which he planned all on his own. But getting married wasn't a surprise. Getting engaged wasn't a surprise. The ring style wasn't a surprise. We had a conversation. How much he was going to spend, the number of carats. All of that was a conversation we had leading up to that moment where he even stepped foot into a jewelry store. And so that's my thing with this story is they're not even on the same page. Like, the fact that there was no conversation.
So you're saying you already knew.
I knew
that.
But
you're not supposed to know. It's supposed to be a surprise.
Child, please. In what day and age? This is 2020.
This day and age. It's one thing for us to go look at rings together, and I get an idea of what you like.
A conversation about marriage? If you're going to propose to someone?
No. We're going to have a conversation about marriage. We know we're going to get married. We are going to get married.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you're not going to know the time and the date of the proposal.
Yeah, I didn't. I just said the year. I just said I did not know any of the details of the proposal. But we talked about the possibility of getting married, getting engaged.
Did you pick out the ring?
I sent him styles that I liked. We went ring shopping together, and I said, oh, I really like that, or I really like that. He was like, let's try it on.
Okay,
I got you. That's called communication.
I thought you, like, picked out the ring, and you already knew which one he was going to buy.
I know, because you want to hear what you want to hear.
No, I'm going by what you said. So,
no.
Okay,
but
I got a clarification.
Now being married and understanding how hard this stuff really is, honey, I don't care about no sort of ring. My thoughts and my views have changed in regards to, like, the quality of marriage. Like, I would marry a man that I was deeply in love with no ring if he was the man of my dreams and I really felt good about, like, what, you know, what we could create together. I wouldn't care about a ring.
Aww.
I wouldn't. But
Herb,
I wouldn't.
Growing up, Herb.
Yeah, because I know how hard marriage is. Like, I'm in it now, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm in it now, and I'm like, what the hell? I have a beautiful ring, and honey, that ring can whatever. Who cares about the ring at this point if we got marriage issues? Like, we can't even get on the same page. So, like, I could care less about a piece of jewelry at this point. I just want a good marriage. Communication is hard. Man, in-laws are impossible. Like,
so
I just want a great family.
Well, here's my thing. Why spend so much money on the ring? And I know women, they that's what they want. They want a certain thing. They want a certain look. They want a certain kind. They want a certain size. You know what I mean? I mean, you know.
Because this is the American culture. Like, rings are important to women. We want to feel proud of the ring on our finger. It's just the culture we live in. This is just what it is.
Okay.
We didn't make this
up. Let me
up.
Hear
we
from
just
the DMV.
Fell into it.
202-432-WHUR. If he bought you a cheap ring, would you take it back? 202-432-WHUR.
I've seen the jewelry Frank Ski has bought, and Frank Ski ain't trust and believe. You didn't cut no corners with those rings. Honey,
man,
you blind
please.
Someone with the rings that you bought. So just know
please,
that, DMV.
Not even hardly.
No, you a lie.
I worked out
let's
a
go.
Deal with mine.
You are a whole lie. Let's go, though.
Regardless
of how much you paid for it, the number of carrots in those rings can blind someone. Just because you got connections and you got
a deal. Stop making me look superficial. That is not true.
What? Okay. Okay, Frankie. All right, we're going to play along.
202-432-WHUR. You call us right now. Come on, Tiana Major. Let's go. 96.3 WHUR. 49 years of sounding like Washington.
Love.
The homie Neo, 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a very interesting conversation. There's a story of a woman whose fiance got her a ring. The ring was $3,000. She was like, you ain't gonna treat me like that. I know how much money you make. No way, man. You know, he makes a considerable amount of money, and he came with the $3,000 ring, and she's like, no, don't cheat on me. Don't do that. Now, you know, her parents and everybody was like, he ain't gonna treat you like trash. He must make good money. But the man is complaining like, yo, we in the middle of a pandemic. I'm helping my mama, my sister.
Okay.
I'm helping all these people. You know, and in a way, I hear what she's saying, Nina. In a way, because at the end of the day, then maybe you should not be getting engaged yet. If everything is going crazy, then why are you even, you know, wanting to do that? Or at least have the conversation, like you said. Have the conversation. Be like, hey, if we gonna get married, this is what it's going to look like right now.
Or how about you just take the ring, think that, like, your man is so thoughtful and so loving, and then you can get it upgraded once we're out the pandemic. How about that?
Well, I once had a show host, not going to say her name.
Frank C, do not do this. Do not do
I
this.
I had a show host.
Do not do
and
this, Frank
C. She got engaged. Not you. She got engaged. Yeah, she got engaged.
Okay,
and
not me, y'all.
She was doing a show with me, so she was making money. She was making the bread. And the, you know, fiance gave her the ring, and she was like, took the ring and upgraded it herself before they got married. I was like, you will be divorced quick. You know who I'm talking about. I was like, you will be divorced quick. We had this argument on the air about it. I was like, you don't do that. But that's what happens when she made the money, so she could afford it. So it was almost like she bought her own damn ring. And that's what I told her.
Hey, if it worked for her.
That's not cool.
I mean, I wouldn't let the man know I did that, but if she can
of
do
course.
It.
Of course. What's he going to do? Be like, where you get that ring from?
No. If it was the same ring from this conversation, I remember it was the same ring. She just got a bigger center stone.
Yes.
And men usually don't even notice small things. Like, they can't tell between a 2-carat, 2.5-carat, or
oh, yes, you can. By the time you start going by, by the time, look, every man in the studio is like, yes, we can. By the time you go ring shopping, a man, that's,
what?
Man.
Tell me, Sean Jean,
Nina Brown.
Herb, when's the last time you bought a 3-carat engagement ring to even
Nina
know
Brown.
What a 3-carat engagement ring looks like?
Tell me. Nina Brown.
15 years ago.
Nina Brown.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Nina Brown, please listen to me. Men pay attention to a few things, okay? They will pay attention when they buy a car, okay? They will pay attention when they buy a TV. And they will damn sure pay attention when they buy a ring. Trust and believe, they will know. They won't pay attention when they buy you anything else. They're not going to pay attention for your vacuum cleaner, none of that kind of stuff. But they will pay attention.
You pay attention to everything else. Come on.
Yes, because they don't want to spend the money, so they really want to know why they got to pay all this money.
You didn't spend the money. She took the ring that he bought, the same design, and upgraded the center stone to a bigger diamond.
He's
going to
know what it is. Let's go to the phone, DMV. Come on now. 96.3 WHUR. Hello.
Hello, my name is Rush, calling from Prince William County.
Go ahead, what you think?
I think, going back in the olden days, through the Bible, you didn't have rings, you didn't have marriage certificates. You just went through the father, and if they agreed, they got married. So I don't see why people these days have to buy pricey rings. If they're in love, they should marry like they're in love.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
WHUR, David, Charles County, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man? First of all, if she worried about how much the ring costs and all that drama, I wouldn't even get engaged because it's going to just lead to more things. So, you know, ring don't mean nothing. It's about love, man. That's all it is, you know? Mm.
Isn't it funny, Frank Ski, how, like, once you're married, it changes. You know what I mean? Like, your whole perspective changes. Prior to being married, I thought one thing. But now that I'm married and see how hard this thing really is, I'm like, honey, who cares about that piece of jewelry?
But you know what's really sorry about buying jewelry and a ring?
What?
It's because you got to put the money up to get it.
Right.
Like, you can't take the ring home without paying for it. You know what I mean? You could probably get some financing for it, you know, to a certain level, but it's not like a car. You know what I mean? Like a car, you got 4 or 5 years to pay for it. You know, you go out there and buy an expensive piece of jewelry. Mm-mm, baby. You got to have that cash up front. Be saving up
people,
for it.
People finance it all the time.
I know,
that's
but
what they do.
Yeah.
You come in with $50,000 to drop on it, cash.
Nina Brown, would you please stop making me sound like that? What are you talking to?
Brought a bag in. Is that $50?
Yeah,
nah,
okay.
Bro. I done seen the rings that you have bought,
please.
Honey.
Mm-mm, don't be deceived. We'll let this move taste for you. 96.3 WHUR. Let's go. Diamonds and Pearls.
Yay.
What an appropriate song for what we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I give you
Tracy
the word.
Tracy Luttrell, you did that.
Yes. All right. So there is a woman whose fiance makes a good amount of money. He said, you know, as of late, he's been going through something, but didn't tell her, went out and bought her, a ring. It was $3,000. And basically, she was like, oh, no.
Oh.
Yep. She returned the ring. Now she's refusing to talk to him. Her parents are accusing him of using her and treating her like cheap trash.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing, everybody. You know, the 10% rule that they will tell you when you walk into a jewelry store was something that was made up by De Beers years ago. You know? And really, here's the thing. You know, they said, you know, a person should spend at least 1 month's salary on a ring. You know? But the real deal is, for the longest time, people never even put diamonds on wedding rings. That was something the diamond industry came up with. What's your thought on that, Nina?
Why are you doing this to me? What do you mean, what's my thought? If I'm going to do... Yes, as a woman, I would love for a beautiful engagement ring full of diamonds. The CCCs. I got, you know, all of that. But yeah, at the end of the day, I'm married. Let me tell you something. If y'all not married, it's hard. So at this point, I don't care. I just want a good marriage.
So let me ask you a question. Can I ask you this question?
Yes.
Hypothetically. Yes. Herb, help me out here. Hypothetically. If things had worked out when you and Gucci Mane, could he have given you a $3,000 ring and gotten away with it?
Nope.
Oh, so the whole I don't care about a ring don't count if he got some money then, huh?
You know what? You are a shady little something today. You a shady something today. Boy, I tell you. No, I mean, come on. That's someone who goes to the strip club and he throws away $30,000. So you're not going to give me a $3,000 ring when you literally just the night before in the strip club threw away $30,000. Come on, let's just keep it in perspective. Godly, but stop putting my business out there, Frank Ski. You know what? I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
No.
I'm going to get you.
No.
Let's go to the phones. 96.3 WHUR. Hello.
Hello, this is Christine from Alexandria. I really hope this young lady can find it in herself to focus on the man that she's getting. Mm-hmm. The ring, she can always trade that ring up. Anybody who knows jewelry knows that you can do that. But, you know, people are losing jobs. That man could turn around and lose that job tomorrow. And what's frightening is if he lost the job, my God, is she going to dump him? I mean, okay. You know. I mean, it's frightening. It's very frightening. But I think she should focus on what she's getting in that man.
Thank you. 96.3 WHUR. Hector, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Fredericksburg, Virginia, Frank.
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to say that young lady gave the biggest favor to that brother by letting him know right there to save him the heartache.
Thank you.
That's just outrageous. That's outrageous. I never, ever heard of 10% of the income. I've been married 30 years. I never heard
that.
Oh,
that's why, because it didn't happen 30 years ago. That's like a new thing. So.
Oh, a new memo. Well, I didn't get that memo.
I don't know about that. No, I got that memo in 95 when I had my first marriage. My first wife was like, oh, it's 10% because she worked at Zales.
Well, that's because she worked in the jewelry. But, like, the internet wasn't that big. Now you can Google it and see what people are spending on rings. But we didn't have access to the internet to really have that information at our fingertips. So just stay married, my friend, and you'll be good.
I'll be good. And I hope should get a ring back if we do, and then that'd be something to give to the lawyer. Y'all take care.
Honey, she ain't giving that ring back.
I know that's right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye, Hector.
All right. Sounds
so
good.
So just so you know, hold on. Terry C., Alter Ego The Salon. Terry C. in the DMV. She said, ask Frank if he remembers when he posted his current wife's ring on IG shouting out the designer. Now, I'm a little, what did she say, of a diamond ring connoisseur. Or she says, I'm no diamond ring connoisseur, but I didn't have to zoom in to see her ring. Tell Frank Ski to stop it. From Terry, stop it, Frank Ski. Stop all this fronting, okay? Honey, you the first one to drop a whole lot of bands
Nina
on
Brown. Nina Brown. Let me tell you something. Tell me something, please.
How many
I
carrots?
Did not.
How
I
many
did
carrots?
Not. I did not.
Carrots?
I did not.
You did not what?
I did. I walked in there and worked it out. It was a work for hire.
So how much would a normal person have to spend on that ring that you worked for hire yourself out of? Like, how much the ring? How many carrots is in your wife's ring?
Enough to put on my salad.
Exactly. Honey, you were blind somebody with that ring.
Stop lying. Yo, boy. Woo.
I'm just
this
saying,
show right
Frank
here.
Frank,
this show right here
it,
keep
y'all.
You honest, but no, not at all. Please.
Oh, baby, you got it.
Don't be messing up my raise coming up. That's the last thing I want Al Payne to be like, he don't need it.
Ain't gonna happen.
Listen, DJ Herb is up next, 7 minutes away from that 5 o'clock get you home mix. 96.3 WHUR, 49 years of sounding like Washington.